So let's review. The Mishnah continues. Heviloi bigdei lavin, nichnis lahaitzi es akaf vesamachtam. The Kohen once again dons the special white Yom Kippur garments and enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim to retrieve the spoon and shovel that had been used earlier for the special Yom Kippur Keteres service. Heviloi bigdei zahav. The Kohen Gadol is then brought his regular golden garments once again, and he sacrifices the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, and then v'nichnis lahakter Keteres Shel Bein Arbaim ulahita vesaneres. He performs the daily afternoon Keteres Avoida and lights the candles of the menorah. The Gemara explains, Tarabon, uva ha'aron eloil moyed, lam huva. For what purpose is the Kohen entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Lohitzi es ha'kaf es ha'machta, to remove the kaf ha'machta which were left there earlier. The Gemara explains, Shekola parasha kula nemra ala seidu chutz mi pasuk zeh. The entire parasha's ha'avoida is in chronological order, with the exception of this one pasuk of retrieving the kaf ha'machta, which is not performed after the pavasar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but rather later in the day. The Gemara asks, why do we in fact change the order mentioned in the Torah to perform Hitzos Kaf HaMachta later in the day? I'm Rav Chisda. Gemiri, Chamesh Tevilas Vasar Kedushin Tevil Kohen Gadol Mekadosh Babayim. Veike Sidron, Lo Mishkachas Lehu El Shalosh Tevilas Vashisha Kedushin. Chisda explains that we know from Halacha Moshe Mesina that there are five times that the Kohen Gadol immerses in the Mikvah Yom Kippur. And if the Kohen Gadol would remove the Kaf HaMachta right after completing the Avodas Panim, there would only be three tefillahs for three changes of clothes, namely the first time putting on the bigdei zav for the tamid shel shachar, then into bigdei lavin for the avodas hayom, and then back to bigdei zav for eila ve'aril ha'am and karbonis musaf and the tamid shel bein arbayim. Since we need to have five immersions on Yom Kippur, the Chacham understood that the hitzos kaf ha'machta must be done as a separate avoda with a separate clothing change into the special bigdei lavin of Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol would sacrifice eila ve'aril ha'am in between the avodas panim and the Torah's Kaf HaMachta. Why specifically is this Avodah of Eilav Eil Ha'am singled out to separate between the two Avodahs Yom Kippur? Amar Baya, Amar Kro, V'yatzev Asa Esai Lasai, Mitzi Rishayna Aved Eilav Eil Ha'am. Abaya answers that we learn from this pasuk that the first Avodah performed upon exiting the Kodesh Kodeshim after completing the Avodah Sayyim is Oy Lasai V'Oilas Ha'am, which is Eilav Eil Ha'am. Rava Amar, Amar Kro, Ufashad is bigdei habad asher lavash, klumad umpeshad el mashalavish, el matam alema asher lavash, shalavash kfar. The pasuk teaches that after Hoitzos Kaf HaMachta, the Kohen Gadol changes his clothes which he had already worn in a previous avoda, meaning that this is the second time that the Kohen Gadol is changing out of his bigdei lavin, because Hoitzos Kaf HaMachta is separated from the overall avoda sayyim. The Mishnah concludes, after completing all the avodas, he viuloi bigdei atzmai v'lavash. The Kohen Gadol then puts on his own clothes. Umalavanoi se'ad beisoi v'yomtev ha'yo'isa lo'oyavav b'shosha yotze b'sholem min ha'kodesh. He's accompanied home by his friends where he makes a yomtev celebration for having successfully performed the avodas hayom. The Gemara relates a story with the Kohen Gadol, who is leaving the Beis HaMikdash after the Yom Kippur service, followed by many well-wishers. When the people saw Shmaya v'Avtalion, they went to accompany them, leaving the Kohen Gadol alone. When Shmaya and Avtalion came to take leave of the Kohen Gadol, he made a disparaging remark, calling them Bnei Amamin, referring to the fact that they were both descendants of Geirim. They responded, Yesun Bnei Amamin l'shlom de'avdin uvdu de'aron. May the Bnei Amamin come in peace, as they are following the path of Aaron HaKohen, who always pursued peace. V'layesi ba'aron l'shlom de'lo'avdu uvdu de'aron. And may the son of Aaron, you, the Kohen Gadol, not come in peace, as you are not following the footsteps of your ancestor Aaron. The Gemara proceeds with the next Mishnah, which discusses general halachas of bigdei kohanim. Zok the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol mishamish b'shmoy nekelim, v'hajid b'arba. The Kohen Gadol serves in the Beis HaMikdash while wearing 8 begadim, whereas the Kohen Hedyot serves while wearing 4 bigdei kohanim. The basic 4 garments worn by every Kohen while performing the Avodah are kesoinis, a tunic or long shirt, mechnesayim, pants, mitznefes, a hat, all 3 of linen, avnet, a belt. The machlokes regarding the material of the avnet is elaborated on Daf Yud Beis. Moisav alav Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol wears an additional 4 garments: chayshin, the breastplate; ephod, an apron-like garment; me'il, like a long shirt over the kesoinis; tzitz, a thin gold plate upon which the words Kodesh Lashem were inscribed. Be'elu nishalin b'urim v'tumim, ve'ein nishalin el lemelech ulav bezdin ulamishat tzibit zarech bay. Only when the Kohen Gadol is dressed in all 8 begadim was one able to ask questions of the Urim V'Tumim, and this was only reserved for either the king or the Bezdin, who would bring a question before Hashem. The Gemara cites a brayso regarding the varying thread counts used for various garments or curtains in the Beis HaMikdash. Tarabon, Dvarm shenema ben sheish, chutin kafel shisha. Wherever the word sheish is used, the thread must be made out of 6 strands. Mazar, shmeina, 8 strands. Umi'il, shnei maser. The mil was made of thread of 12 strands. Pareches, esrim abba. The pareches is made of thread of 24 strands. Cheshen ve'efoid, esrim mishmeina. The cheshen ve'efoid were made of thread of 28 strands. The Gemara now explains each case. Chutin kafel shisha menolan. The following pasuk has 5 mentions of the words sheish or bad, which mean linen. V'yasu es hakotayna sheish, v'es hametznefes sheish, v'es par hamikboi sheish, v'es michnes ha'abad sheish mazar. Therefore, we derive 5 halachas. Chad legufei dechisna nahava. It must be made from linen. V'chad shehei chutin kafel shisha. Each thread must consist of 6 strands. V'chad shehu shizurin. The 6 strands must be spun together into one thread. V'chad l'shar begadim. Even non-linen, such as wool, must be made with thread spun from 6 strands. V'chad liyakev, if it's not made from 6-stranded thread, it is pasul and not valid. The Gemara continues to explain. My mashma the high shesh kisnahu. How do we know that sheish means linen? Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina says the word bad, mentioned near the word sheish in the pasuk ves michnasei abad sheish mazar, implies davar ha'olam and akarka bad. It is something that grows as individual stalks with no branches. This is linen, which comes from the inside of the stalk. Ravina says, we know this from Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, which Yechezkel HaNavi later recorded in the Pasuk, Pa'ari Pishtim Yu'al Reisham, B'michnasi Pishtim Yu'al Masneim, Pishtim clearly means linen. The Brisa next said, Mazar Shmeina, when Mazar is mentioned alone, it is referring to threads of 8 strands. This is found in the following Pasuk. The me'il had small pomegranate-like balls hanging from the bottom edge. The yalef mazar mazar me'avnet, and we learn exeris shava from avnet, where it says v'sa'avnet sheish mazar v'tchelis v'argomen v'sala shani maser roikim. Malahal esrim abba afkan esrim abba. Each thread of the avnet consisted of 24 strands. How? The avnet was made of 4 materials: 3 types of wool, blue, purple, and red wool, and linen. And as mentioned earlier, each thread of 6 strands for a total of 24 strands. So too, the threads of the remainder must consist of a total of 24 strands. However, since the remainder were made of only the 3 types of wool, the 24 must be divided by 3, resulting in 8 strands per thread. The remainder of the brayso is explained on the next daf.